So you have a spooky movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna be based off that scary nun from The Conjuring 2.
Oh, nuns are tight.
Oh my god, what?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That sounded awful.
It really did.
Let's just act like that didn't happen, okay?
It did, though. So anyway, the movie takes place in Romania in 1952.
Okay.
And the Vatican sends this exorcist, Father Burke, and this aspiring nun, Sister Irene, to go investigate the suicide of a nun at this abbey.
Oh, there's more than one nun in the movie?
Oh yeah, we've got all kinds of nuns. Aspiring nuns, frozen nuns, possessed nuns, demon nuns, ghost nuns.
Wow, just shoving a whole lot of nuns in there.
Yeah, I was inspired by that Will Smith song that's all about nuns.
What are you talking about?
You know that song of his where it's like, nun, 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 nun.
That's not what that song's about.
Well,
so anyway, what actually happens in the movie?
Well, Sister Irene and Father Burke meet up with this guy, Frenchie, who's actually the one who found the body of the nun who killed herself.
Frenchie, huh? What's his deal?
Oh, he's awesome. He cracks jokes all the time.
Seems like that's gonna feel a little out of place in a movie like this.
Oh yeah, super out of place. He's gonna have a bunch of one-liners like he's in a Marvel movie or something.
Oh, Marvel movies make a ton of money, so I'm definitely on board now.
Anyway, so Frenchie brings Father Burke and Sister Irene to this abbey because they need to see if it's still holy or not.
Right.
And this obviously evil shadow nun appears out of nowhere and she's like, you guys are gonna have to stay the night. Ha ha ha, wink wink.
Oh, what do they say to the obviously evil shadow nun?
They're like, okay, sounds good, lady, thanks so much.
I bet a bunch of spooky stuff is gonna happen overnight.
A bunch of spooky stuff is gonna happen overnight.
I knew it.
Yeah, Father Burke's gonna hear some scary noises in the night, so he's gonna start walking around in the dark trying to find what the source is.
Oh, we're doing that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, basically the only reason characters ever walk around in this movie is because they heard something horrifying and they go check it out alone.
That is the only logical thing to do when you hear something horrifying.
So yeah, Father Burke walks around the grounds following a little demon boy, and then he gets spooked into an open coffin.
Very spooky.
Yeah, and then the nun uses magic or something to completely cover it with dirt.
Oh wow, so she's like super powerful.
Yeah, she even makes a little tombstone with his name on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it says, here lies Father Burke.
Why would she make that though? Like, who's that for?
It's for us.
Okay, gotcha. So is he gonna be able to get out of the coffin?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the nun was nice enough to include a little bell he can ring to let people know he's in there.
Oh wow, what a sweetheart.
Yeah, so he rings the little bell and Sister Irene hears it from hundreds of feet away and comes to save him.
Wow, so I imagine they go back and report everything to the Vatican.
Well, no, they still need to figure out if this place is unholy.
Did getting buried alive by an evil nun not settle that?
No, that wasn't enough.
Oh.
So then they're gonna kinda split up and do their own thing until the movie's climax.
Personal space is important, I guess.
And Irene's gonna hang out with some ghost nuns or something, and they're gonna tell her all about the evil demon named Valak.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're gonna have this flashback to medieval times when the gates of hell are opening up and a bunch of knights storm in and they have to close it up with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Wow, that actually sounds like a really good movie.
I know, right?
Sounds like you should have written a movie about that instead of this story.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, we're also gonna learn that Valak takes the form of a nun so it can walk around the abbey undetected.
But wait, then why is she still a nun in The Conjuring 2?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so then we're just gonna sprinkle in a bunch of spooky moments and jump scares.
Oh, what kind of stuff are we talking here?
Oh, well, one of the big moves we're gonna pull is a thing where the camera slowly pans away from a character, right?
Yeah.
And when the camera pans back, there's gonna be something there that wasn't there before.
Oh my god, that's so good. That's so horrifying.
Right? People are gonna be like, that thing wasn't there before.
Incredible.
Oh, and also we'll have like a loud noise when you realize that the thing is there.
Wow.
So yeah, we're gonna pull that trick about 20 to 30 times.
That sounds like a lot. Do you think it's gonna get more and more predictable every time we do it?
Well, we are gonna mix it up a bit.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, sometimes instead of having the camera pan from left to right, it's gonna tilt from up to down.
Oh, that's gonna keep it really exciting.
Right? It's gonna be like, which way's the camera gonna slowly turn?
We don't know.
Yeah, and they say the scariest thing is the unknown, so I think we should go all in on the scare tactic.
Agreed, that sounds like a good strategy.
So then we're gonna have this big finale where the main characters go into the catacombs, which is where the door to hell is.
Gonna be important for them to stick together in there, I imagine.
Yeah, you'd think so, but they split up immediately.
Oh.
Yeah, that way we can cram different types of jump scares in there.
Very smart.
And then Sister Irene is gonna end up in this pool thing and get possessed by the nun.
Oh no.
Yeah, but then Frenchie's gonna save her by putting the blood of Jesus on her face.
Oh good.
But what we don't know is that at the same time, the nun kind of possessed Frenchie.
Oh no.
And then the nun is gonna start to drown Irene.
Oh no.
But then she's gonna spit Jesus's blood in her face.
Oh good.
But then she's gonna start to drown again.
Oh no.
But then Frenchie's gonna save her by giving her mouth to mouth.
Wait, if the nun is also possessing Frenchie, how's he able to give her mouth to mouth?
What do you mean?
Well, she just had the blood of Jesus in her mouth. You'd imagine she still has some in there.
Oh yeah, well somehow it's gonna be fine though.
Oh, well great.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Well, it sounds awesome, and I actually know the perfect actress to to play Sister Irene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Thaisa Farmiga.
You mean the younger sister of Vera Farmiga, who looks exactly like her?
Right, that's the one.
But Vera is the main actress in the Conjuring movies.
What's your point?
I mean, I don't have anything in this script about their characters being related or being the same person or anything.
Oh, you think people are gonna expect a reason as to why we cast the main actress's younger sister, who looks exactly like her, to play in the same movie series?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good point. I guess that's super confusing, but let's do it anyway, okay?
If you say so.
I do.
So do you think the movie's gonna do well?
I mean, we're definitely kind of stretching it with spin-offs of sequels, but also maybe people will just go see anything if it's in the Conjuring universe.
Let's hope so. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. There are a lot more pitch meetings on the channel that you can check out. You can also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And if you haven't seen it yet, we launched a new series on the channel called Theory Battles. In those videos, we go head to head with two different film theories, and then you guys decide which one of the two is the most plausible. It's a whole lot of fun, definitely check it out. Also, if you like this video, be sure to give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter, MySpace, and check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.